Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
So Chicago, bring this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. For saying, being part of my day, having a great visit with our good friend Luke Vandermillen, VP of Marketing for the Retirement and Investment Services Division of the Principal Financial Group. That's principal.com/10best. Is that right, Luke? Is that the best place to go to find the reports?
Yep, that's the best place to go to find all the research that we've done around the 10 best winners.
Folks, I really encourage you to do that. I mean, I'm serious. Luke, we can't compete on many levels. In some ways, we can't compete on a dollar-for-dollar basis with in terms of benefits with the big companies. But I'll tell you what, whatever you are spending, you need to make sure that you're getting the most for the money you're spending and that your employees know what you're doing. And I'll tell you something, Luke, when people balance the fun of working for a big company, for a little company, to some of the challenges and benefits of working for a big company, sometimes we don't have to measure up dollar for dollar. Sometimes all we have to do is show people we're trying.
Well, I think you're exactly right. And I think the culture of organizations like these 10 best winners speaks for itself. And there's a reason why they have very little turnover in their employee population over a long period of time.
That's one thing that I've been impressed with as I've covered the 10 best over the last 10 years with you guys, has been that the tenure, when I talk we've talked about how long these people worked for, you know, what their tenure was of their employees. It's amazing, and it's because of the things that we're talking about. Now, the fourth thing that was one of the four main things they learned, folks, was don't go it alone. Outsource your benefits needs to professionals. Number two, realize that benefits pay dividends, and think of your dividends as an investment that you need to get an ROI from. Number three was communication. That's key. You got to let people know what you're doing for them. And number four is the healthcare cost. It's got a category all by itself because it's a big one, isn't it?
It is. And you know, when the folks at Harvard Business Review Analytical Services researched and did kind of a deep dive interviews with a number of these companies, the concern over the rising healthcare costs is universal. I mean, everybody is feeling it, and there's so much uncertainty around what's going to happen with healthcare reform and will legislation that's been passed be repealed, and we're in an election year, so there's so much uncertainty around that. And so what these companies are doing is they've realized, again, through the assistance of their financial advisors, they've made the realization that if our employees are healthier, we'll be able to manage costs and increase productivity even more. And so they're investing in wellness programs today at a much greater rate than 10 years ago. 10 years ago, you wouldn't have heard much about a small company with a wellness program. And today, you pretty much need to have some sort of a wellness program to make the 10 best list.
I've got a wellness best practice that I begin with, Luke. I don't hire people who smoke.
Well, that's one example of when somebody says, well, what is a wellness program? It can take a lot of different shapes and forms. It can be as simple as, you know, we're gonna reimburse or offset the cost of a health club membership, or we're gonna pay for a stop smoking program or a weight loss program, and it goes all the way to health screenings and blood pressure and blood work, discounts on health insurance premiums, on-site fitness facilities. You see a lot of creativity.
I remember, Luke, a company back when I was doing this report with your friend Renee Schaff. I remember a company 6 or 7 years ago, at least, that had converted. This is an old company. This is a 40, 50-year-old company. They converted their smoking room into an exercise room and started a wellness program. And they had wonderful documentation on this. And they lit it back in, you know, I'm talking back in like in 03 or 04, Luke, when healthcare costs were increases in coverage was compounding double digits, 13, 14% a year back in those days. Their average increases in in healthcare insurance coverage or whatever their total cost was under 5%.
Yeah, if a company can turn around the general health of their population of employees, they are going to save money. Now, it might take the form of lower health insurance premiums depending on the size of the company, but it might also take the form of people just being absent fewer days from work and being more productive when they're there. And
happier, healthier, better families. It just accrues to so many good touch points. And so I'm glad that you brought all this to our attention, Luke. Thank you for 10 years of 10 best. Congratulations on that.
Thanks, Jim. And if people want more information, then go to www.principal.com/10best.
Check it out. Check Luke Vandermillen, ladies and gentlemen, with Principal. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm with you, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.